This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. European Union leaders finally clenched an unprecedented $2.1 trillion budget and coronavirus recovery fund early Tuesday. They managed to find unity after four long days and four long nights of fighting and wrangling over money and power in one of their longest summits ever. To help confront the biggest recession in its history, the EU leaders reached a consensus on a 750 billion euro coronavirus fund to be sent as loans and grants to the countries hit hardest by the virus. That comes on top of the seven-year 1 trillion euro EU budget. At first, the grants were to total 500 billion euros, but the figure was lowered to 390 billion euros. Advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are set to discuss next steps in responding to the coronavirus crisis in the U.S. Tuesday. This, as congressional Republicans say, they were working on a $1 trillion relief bill. In a meeting at the White House on Monday, Republican lawmakers and administration officials said they were making progress toward fresh legislation aimed at cushioning the heavy economic toll of the pandemic. Lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to hammer out a new relief package before enhanced unemployment benefits run out for tens of millions of American workers made jobless by the pandemic. And more than 610,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States, and more than 80,000 in Brazil, followed by the United Kingdom, then Mexico, then Italy, and the highest number of deaths in the world. The number of infections globally surpasses 14.7 million, more than 3.8 million in the U.S., and more than 2.1 million in Brazil. India, Russia, and South Africa come after and in that order with the highest number of cases. This is VOA News. There's encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic. A vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows early promise in the fight against the virus. The results found the vaccine generated both antibody and T-cell immune responses, which are hoped to be key to stopping an infection. Chinese researchers also published a study Monday of their own experimental coronavirus vaccine. The study showed modest positive results. China approved the use of its vaccine for its military in June. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. And in China, where the outbreak began late last year, the Chinese health authority said Tuesday that 11 new COVID-19 cases were reported on the Chinese mainland on Monday, with eight being domestically transmitted cases. No new deaths and or new suspected cases were reported. Egypt's parliament approved a possible deployment of troops outside its borders after President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi spoke of potential military operations in Libya. This follows a phone conversation between the Egyptian leader and U.S. President Trump. The two reportedly agreed to maintain a ceasefire in Libya and avoid an escalation in that country. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he would maintain a less confrontational approach to battling drug gangs, even after one of Mexico's most powerful cartels showcased its firepower in a video that stunned Mexicans. The video was reportedly shot by the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. It went viral on social media. It showed dozens of armed gang members in bulletproof vests in front of armored cars painted in military-style camouflage. López Obrador said he would not repeat the mistakes, though, of previous administrations that failed to contain cartel violence, which surged after former President Felipe Calderón launched a military-led crackdown on the gangs in late 2006. The president said his government would face down gangs with intelligence rather than force, focusing on poverty and other root causes of crime. With homicides reaching record levels, though, the president has come under growing scrutiny over his security policy, dubbed by himself as one of hugs and not bullets. And workers from the service industry, fast food chains, and the gig economy are rallying with organized labor to protest systematic racism and economic equality. The workers are staging demonstrations across the U.S. and worldwide, seeking better treatment of Black citizens in the workplace. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.